Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Right, Chris Wally, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm trying not to call you Jock because when Alex was in, I called him Con, and I'm just like, I'm trying to just forget that you're not those characters. Although, you know, you look different enough, I think.
Yeah.
The beard
just
is helping.
You.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually, is it true? Because I asked Alex about this. You guys are living together.
We are at the moment, yeah.
How's that going?
It's going well, I think. You can ask him.
Oh, I did ask him, and he said it was going well. I'm just wondering, do you get it up to any kind of capers that your characters, young offenders, might do, no?
We've got quite a nice little settled home life, but we've been hanging out, we've been having a bit of fun. Alex is a camper van, so he's actually away at the moment with his girlfriend Megan. So you've got
the house yourself. Nice. And what's the dream free Grafton scenario? Is it loads of lads over kicking lumps out of the place, or is it just quiet PlayStation or yourself, or
it's
what?
Probably just sitting down watching a few movies, not talking to anyone, just relaxing.
Nothing wrong with that, in fairness.
Yeah.
Is there a local like fast food restaurant that's, you know, or takeaway that you kind of go, listen, if I'm in there now this evening, I'm on my own,
there's a few nice spots around where he is, and that we've had, but we've been pretty good. Alex is very good cook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's been treating us. He's been treating me well. Yeah, he's been looking after me. But I get home, we're doing the play at the moment. I'm not getting home till about 10:30. So
okay, so you're
just sent to just make some scrambled eggs.
Get to bed.
Yeah, which I found out recently are good for sleep. Sleeping eggs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're good for before bed.
There you go, everybody. Colin loves his eggs. Maria loves her eggs. You're eating them at the wrong time of the day, lads. Yeah. Before bed, not when you get up in the morning. You're making your Abbey stage debut.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? That's got to be bucket list stuff, is it?
It is for sure. Yeah. It's a great source of pride to perform on your national stage. Mm. So I'm delighted to be there and I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
You did do something as a kid, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I did in The Peacock.
In The Peacock, Gulliver's Travels. Right.
With the National Youth Theatre in Ireland with two of my good friends, actually, Aine and Kev, who are other Cork actors.
Yeah.
We did that when we were kids together, which was lovely. But the first time doing an actual professional play since I've come out of drama school in Ireland as well.
Really? Is that long since you did a play? Okay.
Well, no, in Ireland.
I did a play
in the Almeida before Christmas in London.
In London.
And then I did Lieutenant Finishmore in the West End a few years ago.
But first time in Ireland. Well, we're glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the play. It's called The Sugar Wife.
Yeah.
So first things first, we should say it stars yourself and Siobhan Cullen, who of course was in Bodkin with you, which I want to talk about as well later on, but we'll stick with this for a minute. Yeah. So tell me about The Sugar Wife.
Yeah, so it's basically about, it's set in the 1850s. It's about a Quaker couple who are hosting a formerly enslaved Georgian woman called Sarah, who tours and travels with a man called Alfred, who I play, who's from Yorkshire in England. And they tour speaking about the abolitionist movement. So they're hosting them to come over to Ireland to speak about the abolitionist movement.
Ah.
But when they arrive, they sort of upturn the whole dynamics within the family. And the whole play is essentially about morality and making you question your own values. And can you say one thing and behave a different way? And does that make you a good person or a bad person if you're ultimately doing a good thing but acting in a bad way? Or... it's all just makes you ask a lot of questions of yourself.
And is your character the one asking the questions of the status quo? Or are you part of that who's also being questioned, like in terms of how that
he
works
for
Alfred?
He's ahead of it all, right? But he ultimately is asking the questions of everyone else, but while also being a bit morally corrupt himself.
Okay.
He formerly comes from a family called the Sleipbeck, who are actually a real family, who were involved in steel making back in the 1800s, and he's kind of left his family,
right,
and gone off to pursue this, what he feels is the morally just way of life, but he's sort of morally ambiguous.
Okay,
himself.
Right. So yeah. A complex character. Then it must be fun to play someone like that.
It is, and it's tricky, and that's kind of what makes it so enjoyable as well. You're constantly finding new things, and you're being challenged and stretched, which is good.
Yeah. Chris, I mentioned Siobhan Cullen, who's in the play with you, The Sugar Wife, but she was also in Bodkin with you. Did you enjoy that? I loved that show so much.
I had a ball. Mm. We had great crack. I love working with Siobhan. So really enjoying doing the play with her now again. We've become the best of pals. So yeah, it's lovely to be going into work every day.
Yeah, and how was the Bodkin experience? Did you enjoy making that?
Yeah. Great crack again. Everyone involved was just so nice. You know, I've been quite lucky in that way. I think with a lot of the jobs I've done, that everyone actually has ended up being just a real nice gang of people. And we've all ended up hanging out outside and continue to stay in touch and have WhatsApp groups. And yeah, we're just another sort of a family.
Great.
Yeah.
And Will Forte was in to promote Bodkin. Yeah. And he's just literally one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
He's like a total legend. I went over to stay with him at the start of the year, and we're in touch always as well. So I'm sure I'll be over soon enough to see him, but total gent.
Yeah.
And we ended up living together when we were doing Bodkin in Dalkey and down in Cork as well.
Yeah. Again, another good roommate.
Yes. Again, is this your style of thing,
by the way? Like, you know, you just automatically just like limp it onto whoever your co-star is and go.
I think they're always good roommates, you know. It remains to be seen if I'm a good roommate. But we got to know each other pretty well. But that's what I tend to do, just latch on to people and just inhabit their spaces.
Isn't rightly so. I would be exactly the same.
Yeah.
And is it true that your shooting schedule in Bodkin pretty much made you unavailable for The Young Offenders, which informed the story of series 4? Is that true, or am I slightly off with that one?
Well, I just, the kind of opportunity presented itself that the story could be told this way with Young Offenders, and I think it was only a matter of time before Jock was going to end up in prison anyway. So, it's just amazing to always be involved in whatever capacity and to be a part of that show, which has given me so much, and I just adore it and everyone involved. So, yeah.
It is. I mean, look, series 4 is amazing. I can't wait for more of it and more and more and more, you know. And people, the reaction is always the same. It's always like when we have yourself on, or when Alex is in, or whoever, or Hillary Rose, you know, whenever anyone's on, it's like, when is there more?
Like, it's just out, give us a break. Yeah.
Come on, please give them a break.
It's the funny thing is, though, it comes out in obviously 6 half-hour episodes, and people wait years and then they watch it in 3 hours.
Exactly.
And you're like, well, that's your own fault.
Yeah. You could have spaced it out one a month for 6 months. Okay, quick fire round before you go.
Great, go.
What are you currently obsessed with other than late night scrambled eggs?
Late night scrambled eggs. I actually started watching, I came home from doing the play the other day, and I wanted to put something on, but something that I knew would be good, that would be kind of funny. And I started watching The Boys. It's quite good.
Yeah.
So I'm into that now. I'm about 6 episodes in, so that's probably what I would be.
Absolutely, fair enough. Yeah. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Alex Murphy.
Listen, it's a good answer.
I know, because he said me, didn't he? Yeah. We're playing it safe.
Yeah, you both have really famous people. That's okay. Listen, that's fine. Think back to when you were about 8 years old, second class. What was in the lunchbox you brought to school?
Oh, God, I was spoiled. My mom was an incredible cook.
And
she used to make us like silly meals. She made us homemade pizzas in the morning sometimes before school.
What?
And I'd be known to occasionally have a steak sandwich in school as well. So I honestly, my lunches were a bit of like you'd open it up.
They're
and it
bougie.
Would be, yeah, they were very bougie, and they were incredible. So thank you very much, Mom. I love you. But yeah, that's what you get. I used to get in second class, and not like this at all anymore, but I used to also go home always with my bottle full of water. I would just not have opened it all through the day.
I have kids who do the same.
Now I can't get enough of the stuff.
No.
I just
chugging on water.
They just seem
all
to be
day.
Able to exist without any form of liquid. And then at one point, I walk into the kitchen and just find one of them is sucking out of the tap. And I'm like, just, you could have had your water in the bottle. And they're like, whoa, whoa.
It's funny, how you forget.
Yeah. And they all remember en masse.
Yeah.
And the final question that I ask all my guests, and I'm sure Alex has told you this, if he's told you about the other one, is I don't wash my legs in the shower.
Yeah.
Do
he did,
you,
he
Chris?
Did say this about me. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I do.
Right. You never thought about it.
I think I probably go down to my knees.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure if I ever
go beyond that.
Pick it up. Maybe I do my, yeah, I do my feet occasionally, but my legs, no, probably not. And I think they're going to be clean. I actually shower too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because if I go to the gym or I go for a run, I'll have a shower. And then when I'm doing the play at the moment, I tend to have a shower before I go on stage.
Right.
So it's just a part of my routine. And then if I had a run and then if I went for a swim or something, there will be some days where I could end up having three showers.
That is a lot.
And it's too much, I think. Yeah.
Chris, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. The Sugar Wife in the Abbey Theatre. Go along and see it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.